to our channel. My name is Nena Del Dio, and I am a wife, a mother, a business owner, podcaster. On this podcast, Teaching Transitions, I am a travel vlogger, and I upload episodes every Tuesday and Thursday at 6 p.m. Follow and subscribe.
Welcome to Teaching Transitions Podcast, where we help you see people that have moved from the traditional career path to a career path of their choosing. And today we have here Mrs. Keeston Boone. How are you, Keeston?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing well. You know, it was a struggle
with all this technology. It was like, first of all, I should have known because he was an IT man. He was like, yeah, get the roadcaster. You understand it. It's really easy. I'm like, baby,
it is, though. It is. It is.
I'm like, it's not that little of a learning curve on it. You got to do a little more.
So we're going to go ahead and get started with your story. I think a lot of people need to hear it. Mm-hmm. So let's jump into it. Tell us, take us to where you are now.
Okay.
What are your accomplishments like?
Okay.
What is something that you're happiest about at this moment? Just start us out there.
Okay. So currently, I am a coach to high-performing women. Mm-hmm. And me and my husband also own a coaching and a consulting company together where we coach couples and we coach business owners and corporations. So that's where I am currently. The happiest thing, the thing that I'm happiest about in this current season of my life is being able to help people transform their lives. Like, that is the ultimate thing for me, the happiest thing for me.
Yes, absolutely. Because you guys were, I told you before, when we met, you guys were the catalyst for us just being like, okay. Because y'all were like, you need to get into coaching. And I was like, is that my calling guy? Because I didn't heard it too many times. Are you telling me what you're telling me? Like, so we were so thankful for that. So now that you're here and y'all have like all these businesses and things like that, let's walk us through the process. Bring us back to the beginning. When you weren't this person,
okay,
and you were doing in your profession, whatever, what did you start out as?
So I started out as a fourth grade math and science teacher. Yeah, math social studies and science teacher.
You do it all.
Yeah,
right.
I was general my first year, and then we what is it called when you compartmentalize or whatever, where you just teach one or two
subjects. Like you co-teach?
Yeah, I co-taught with another teacher. And so that was for my last 2 years of education. I came through education through Teacher America.
Oh, wow.
So when I left undergrad, I was like, I don't know where I want to work. I had my bachelor's in social work and counseling and human services.
Same.
I was like, I'm not about to go be a kid snatcher
right now.
Right.
Like, it's too intense, right?
It's too intense. Like, I want to live my life. Like, I need to figure it out, right? And so I applied for Teach for America, breezed through that whole entire process, didn't have to go through, like, the long application. Like, they were like, hey, boom, you just got to come to the final interview. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, let me go and apply. Let me go do what I got to do. Got in, made it through that, and then went off to our six-week training in Oklahoma. And then
so you went to Tulsa.
I went to Tulsa. Yes, I was in Tulsa for 6 weeks.
That's the streets right there.
Tulsa is an interesting place. And that's all I'm going to say. It's very interesting, right?
I agree with you on that one for sure.
So it was Tulsa, and then I was in Charlotte for 3 years where my cohort was. And so I am a 2015 alum of Teacher America. Yeah. And so did that for 3 years. My first year of teaching, I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
Really?
I loved it. I was in love with it.
That first year is like the gutter. You're like, is it going to work? Is it not going to work? I can't believe you enjoyed it.
I loved
that's high
it.
High stress. Like,
I
don't know
it.
What to expect.
I love my kids. It was just like, I'm a type of person who can just jump in and figure it out, right?
That's wild. That's wild.
Like, if you are not the type of person, it's like, not really going to enjoy teaching. But my first year, I loved it. I love my kids. I love my team. I love, like, everything.
Awesome.
So that was good. And my kids really excelled that first year teaching. The second year, they were starting all these new policies and changing stuff up. And the leadership at my school was just like raggedy. Like,
That's the most simple way to explain leadership.
Like,
to be honest,
I think my first year it was kind of clouded and they left me alone.
Yeah.
But their second year, they started
it was probably still there, right?
Yeah.
It was just like the veil came off.
Yeah, the veil came off. The veil came off my second year of teaching, and I was able to see my leadership for who they really were. My first year, they was cool. My second year, they was like on some other stuff. So I was like, what's wrong with y'all? Because y'all wouldn't like this last year.
I empathize completely.
So, yeah, I just noticed some flaws within the leadership, how they would gossip, talk about people. And I realized a lot of people are not in education for education. Like, they're not there to educate kids.
Right.
They're for, the money, the leadership, the power. And at the end of the day, I realized that education is all about money.
Yeah.
It's all a system. Yeah. And, yeah, I couldn't do it anymore. Once I realized that and that thing clicked in my head, it was like, oh, no, I got to get out of here.
So are you saying it was overall between, like, that last year? Or was it, like, a certain situation, like, you had a meeting and somebody said something? It was like,
no, it wasn't. It was just the overall, my last 2 years in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just realized that this ain't it. Like, this ain't how it's supposed to be when it comes to teaching kids.
I agree.
And as someone who didn't go to school for education, I was just like, this ain't it. My kids will never be here. And so I don't see how other people send their kids to public school. And it was a accumulation of different things, like how they talked about people, how the principal was always in some gossip with somebody,
right?
How they would, he would be like, oh, somebody's bad off. Like, who goes around and tells people that people are bad off? Like,
and that was my thing, too. Like, when you're talking about education, if you talk to the adults like this, then what are you doing with the kids when we don't see?
Right. And how they would, you know, just didn't have no, like, cultural relevancy, even though they were African-American leaders.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't know that that's not how you're supposed to discipline a kid. You don't know that maybe this kid is starving at home or they're dealing with outside factors that are making them act the way that they do. You're going to discipline them this kind of way? Or it was the fact that, hey, why are we making kids line up in straight lines?
Oh.
Like they're going to jail.
Or silent lunches.
Or you expect a child to learn in a silent environment? I can't even learn in a silent environment.
Right. I'm playing music, you know?
Right.
Like, in order for me to study, or I'm playing music to clean up the house or something, like we have to use, and that's a part of cultural relevancy too.
Right.
That people don't talk about. It's like, you don't have to, you know, every single day do a Martin Luther King speech or something like that. But it's just, like, things that they do every day that you incorporate into your lesson. So I completely understand that. So it may be a big distinction or not, but was this school, like, a public?
It was a public school. So Teach for America places their teachers typically in local public schools, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so my school was I think it was a D school at the time, C or D school. In Charlotte, they have it, like, graded by, like, what, like, letters or whatever.
Right.
Which is another, whole nother situation or conversation we can go into.
Yeah.
But, so, I was at, like, a C or a D school. I think it was a D school at the time.
Yeah, it's probably D because they'll put you
down
there.
They'll put you somewhere,
right?
And no, not Teach for America because I love the organization. I love what they do and how they put people who are high-performing, people who are leaders, natural leaders, people who are just killing the game in schools to transform them, like, that's amazing.
Right.
But sometimes the leadership at those schools are just lacking.
Yeah.
And so, my school was a school that was primarily African-American and Latino. So it was a local performing school.
Yeah. That sound about right. Because I'm just thinking about, like, the way corporations and stuff regard people. When you realized that teaching wasn't exactly where you wanted it to be, did you move straight into a corporate space? Were you automatically, like, entrepreneur, I'm going to do it by myself? Or, like, what was this transition?
So I went into teaching in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
In, like, 2017, 2016, 2016. Summer 2016, I was like, I think I want to start a business.
Mm.
This is before everybody had a business, right?
Right.
This is
before
it was
cool.
Yes. This is before everybody had a business. And I was like, what can I do? I like photography. Let me get into that. So I bought me a camera,
mm-hmm.
and I started taking headshots in my bedroom. In my bedroom. I
yeah.
had like a backdrop or whatever, and I would move my bed into the corner,
mm-hmm.
and then people would just come to my house, and I would take the headshots.
What?
And that's how
so you talk about a studio.
A studio. In my
okay.
house, I had two other roommates.
Okay, bitch.
I had them signing contracts.
Right.
In my head, it was a hustle, so
right.
it wasn't like, I wasn't thinking that, oh, these people are going to come back and kill you or whatever. Like, it was
right.
it was crazy. So it started out that way. And then I was like, I want to start doing websites and branding.
Right.
People, I have been doing, like, flyers and stuff since I have been in college. And so people will ask me, I'm like, I'm about to get some bread.
Right.
Let me level up. So there was a few people in the marketplace at the time that were doing websites. And I was like, okay, I'm going to take their training, their classes, and see how they do it, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give me a coach. And so I learned from watching, you know, getting the coach, investing in my education, and seeing how this thing was really done.
Right.
And so that was, like, the starting point. And I was like, I'm about to make me a whole agency. And so I put out flyers on Facebook and Instagram. People would buy my product, you know.
Right.
I would do, like, $100 logos, $300, $400 websites and stuff like that. And that's when I was starting out.
Right.
And so it just grew. And then I was like, okay, it's continuing to grow. These people get on my nerves. They
right.
drive me crazy. I'm crying every day. I'm depressed. Yeah. I don't feel like this is morally right with what I'm doing. It's time for me to get out. And so I made this pact with myself. I was like, if I save 10K, I'm gone. And I'm going back home for a little minute.
Right.
So I went back home for a season. I went back home for like 8 months. And I stayed with my grandmother. Because I'm like, I'm not buying an apartment here. I don't
right.
even like living here. Like,
that this is where you were raised, right?
Where
you
I was raised, in Louisville, Kentucky, yeah. So June of 2018, I was like, okay, I'm going back home for a minute. So I went back home, stayed home for 8 months, and then I moved to Dallas. I just woke up one morning. Well, the Lord had been, like, calling me. He was
yeah.
like, you know, pack. You know, you, like, listen to God. He's like, pack your stuff. Or start packing. Or you just get this inclination, like, to just pack stuff. Or, you know, like,
right.
your season is up here,
right.
right?
Yeah.
And there was some stuff that happened with my family. And I was just like, nah, I got to get out of here. Y'all get them in there, too.
Right.
Like, it's time for me to go.
Right.
And so I moved to Dallas. And it's been good ever since. Just building, growing, and continuing to, like, level up in all aspects and areas.
Right.
And just continue to invest in our companies and our businesses, honestly. That's how it got started. Like,
honestly, I was going to ask you that. Did you have, like, a number that you wanted to hit first? Because we didn't have a number.
Uh-huh.
We were just like, we know that number is going to come.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
we know we gotta jump in to get there.
Yeah.
But what really stood out to me when you were speaking was about, like, you making flyers
uh-huh.
and doing, like, online business. You said this was, like, in 2016, right?
It was, like, 2017.
Okay.
2017, 2018, yeah.
So this was still before, like, COVID and everything happened.
Yeah.
So
like,
you was ahead of the
yeah,
curve.
Yeah, I was ahead
yeah.
of the curve, you know? Because, like, I have churches reach out to me, different people.
So that was, like, that was in Louisville, or was
that? That was when I was in Charlotte while I was still teaching.
Oh, okay. So you, like, you was networking there?
I was teaching, and then I would, like, run ads. And
oh.
so much people would see my stuff, or people would just share it to their story or share it on Instagram or whatever. And it was just word of mouth.
Mm.
And I said, end up saving 10K of my teacher salary in my business. And I'm like, I can pay my rent up with 10K for a whole year. You know,
right.
if push comes to shove, I can give you
right.
a little job or something, you know.
A little part-time, a little something,
you know.
Right.
And so I was like, I know I can't do this no more.
Right.
So that was just like the turning point for me. It was like, gotta get out. It's time to go.
I feel you. So coming to Dallas,
uh-huh.
did your strategy change? Or when did your strategy change? Did you do flyers and stuff? Like, did you continuously do that for a while?
So yeah, I did that for a while. Still like had my agency. And I still have it to this day. It's not something that I promote all the time because there's a specific client that we particularly work with.
Mm.
But it has definitely changed over time.